Test 3. Task 1. 1.
Today we're talking with Gail, who's been living the van life full-time with her partner Kamal and their dog Bobby. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, what's the best thing about living in a van?
Definitely the variety of places and experiences we get to share. From beaches to mountains. It's amazing. That freedom is more important than the hard stuff.
Speaking of that, what's the hardest part?
There's always something to manage, whether it's the gas, water, or toilet tank. It never seems to end. And to be honest, it can get lonely. Finding a sense of community on the road is tough.
You converted your van yourself, right? How long did that take?
About 3 months, part-time. We couldn't have done it without my dad and his tools. Cutting the windows was the hardest part. Making the first cut into the van was really scary.
Where have you been travelling recently?
Mostly around California, staying warm. Santa Cruz today, San Francisco tomorrow. But our first month was epic. 6 national parks, including Glacier and Banff.
And how do you fund this lifestyle?
Kamal works online teaching math. I manage the van and plan our travels. I like to joke that I'm a stay-at-van-home dog mum because I take care of our dog and the van.
Love it. What's one item you can't live without?
My camera. Hands down. I love capturing the places we explore.
Last question. What's your biggest tip for anyone considering van life?
Do your research. Really think about what you're giving up. Comfort, routine, community. But if you're ready for adventure, it's so worth it.
Two.
After 5 months of challenges, delays, and adventures, 19-year-old pilot Zara Rutherford is about to make history. She is set to complete her solo flight around the world, becoming the youngest woman to do so and the first woman to fly solo around the world in a microlight aircraft. Zara took off from Belgium in August and flew west, crossing over 31 countries and covering more than 32,000 miles. Her journey wasn't easy. She faced freezing clouds in Far East Russia, a near miss with a thunderstorm near Singapore, and unexpected detours, including one over the Sea of Japan when China denied her access due to COVID-19 restrictions. In Russia, she spent a whole month waiting for better weather, stuck in a tiny town where no one spoke English and Wi-Fi didn't exist. She also had to wait weeks for her Russian visa and passport to be renewed. In spite of these obstacles, she never gave up. Zara's light plane is small, with only one engine and has fuel for 12 hours. And because she isn't trained to fly using instruments alone, she must avoid clouds, flying at night, or crossing large oceans. She spent holidays alone, fixing a flat tire on Christmas Day and sleeping through New Year's Eve, but she also saw amazing things. In the US, she even watched a SpaceX rocket launch from her cockpit. Zara's trip has been sponsored by companies like Virgin and Shark Aero. Her love of flying runs in the family. Both of her parents are pilots. While the journey has been tough, she says it's been the adventure of a lifetime. "I'm grateful that I got to experience it," she said. "But I'm also grateful I'm going home."